Hello and welcome to the Villa podcast. I'm your host, Luke Robinson, and today we've got Justin with us. Ryan is on a ban because he's given me COVID. So I don't know how he's given me COVID, whether it's over the podcast or what. He's on a ban. So, he's not coming on for a few days now. But we're close to 5,000 subscribers, which is huge. Your support recently has been absolutely massive. The views are brilliant. So if you do watch us and you're not subscribed, just click that button. It literally takes you 2 seconds. Don't cost you nothing. And you can enjoy our content and push us to 5,000, which for us, in our early stages of this channel, it's just massive. So please subscribe if you do watch us, or if you do come back regularly, just click the button and it'll be highly appreciated from all of us. So, Justin, you were at the game. Unfortunately, I wasn't. What was it like? What did you make of it?
Yeah, I think we were a bit apprehensive before because it's City, isn't it? But I think when it kicked off, they were unbelievable for the first 10, 15 minutes. They literally, I think, Gerrard wouldn't have sent him out with anything other than get into him and try and get in amongst them and break up the play and dictate the game to them. But it's one thing saying that, isn't it? Another thing doing it. And they came out and they literally, I don't think they got the ball away for the first 2 minutes. It was just pass. And I've watched it again this morning and we did try to get into him. We did try and break the play up, but I think we were a bit sloppy with our passing coming out. To be fair, we created one or two half-decent chances in that first half. I thought Bailey looked really sharp. Buendia looked really sharp. Bailey was trying, but it just didn't quite happen for him yesterday. Bailey, though, some of his link-up play and his touches were phenomenal. So I think, we're starting to see, hopefully, the emergence of Buendia, the number 10 for us, which is going to be brilliant if he can reproduce that kind of form, but even better. And then we sort of got into it a bit, and then they scored just as we started to get a bit of a foothold in the game. Good strike, right in the bottom corner. So it's very difficult when somebody takes the strike, not immediately as soon as it comes to him. And then we had a bit of a go and struggled really to try and that final ball wasn't quite there. So it was really frustrating because we had one or two decent moments when we looked like we could break, but nothing really came of it. And then they hit us on the counter with what can only be described as a world-class goal. And what a finish that was. I mean, to be fair, I thought it was a good goal when I saw it live. And then when I watched it again, it's just a phenomenal finish. I mean, he's coming onto it and he's controlled the shot on the instep, and it just flies past Martinez. So what can you do about that? I think Gerrard was right with what he said. I think they'll learn from that. And, when teams do break on you quickly, then you just take one for the team and take somebody out on the halfway line. So that's something that sounds like he's going to work on. Then second half, I think we needed to come out and score as early as we could, and it couldn't have got any better, really. Nice set piece, great finish from Ollie Watkins. Looks like something they were working on in training because he knew exactly where the ball was going. Lovely connection, bottom corner. And then we were a different beast. So in the second half, we were phenomenal. Chased every ball. You could see the physical lift that they got from getting that goal. And then all of a sudden, City started retreating a little bit. And I think I've seen a stat today. We created 10 chances against them. And I don't think nobody's got anywhere near creating that amount of chances against them this season. So it's testament to what we did in the second half that we put them on the back foot. And albeit for a good save or a slightly better finish from Carney, we'd have been 2-2 in raptures. Overall, if you can be pleased with losing a game, I think that was a game we came out and thought, I'm pleased the way we played. And I think overall, I think Gerrard will be happy. Like you said, there's still lots of things to work on. But overall, we didn't get bad, did we? 2-0 down at half-time, you could have gone really bad, but it didn't. So, yeah, pleased.
Very much so. One area that I'd like to just quickly get your thoughts on is all season we've been asking fans to give their thoughts on system, formation, personnel, who they'd like to sign. And the biggest one every Villa fan has been mentioning is central midfield. For most parts of the season, we've been shocking, to be honest. But the last three games, and especially last night, that midfield was tremendous. It was battling, it was grafting, it was working with each other. We look lively. There's runners. McGinn's playing further forward. It's brilliant how the three fan out and sort of like stretch the whole across the pitch. It's not a narrow three. I just want to get your thoughts on midfield, because at the minute, I think it's brilliant. I think Nakamba looks great. Luiz last night further forward. We've all said it that we think that's his better position anyway. He sort of plays that role for Brazil anyway. Ramsey, you know, when he's been coming on playing well, Chukwuemeka came in yesterday. So what do you make of it at the minute?
Yeah, I think obviously Gerrard was a midfielder. That's why he stock and tried, wasn't it? So he'd like to think that he'll be able to get to grips with our midfield. And we've got a lot of very good midfielders. I think Ramsey, I think he alluded to it that he had a few knocks. That's probably why he was left out yesterday and they didn't put him on. But I thought Luiz was good. I thought Nakamba, he's just been a revelation, hasn't he? Absolute revelation. He's so calm on the ball and doesn't get flustered. I thought McGinn was a little bit quiet yesterday, but I think he did his usual. You know, if he's not having one of his better games, you still know you're going to get 100% out of him. You're still going to get up and down and get in and amongst it. You don't go missing. So, you know, you've got to always put him in the side. And then he decided to chuck Wamaka on. You know, what a thing to chuck him on, you know, 20 minutes to go chasing a game against the champions. But it worked, you know, he did okay. It would do him no harm at all getting them 20 minutes at the end of that game. All right, if he could have scored, it would have been fantastic. I think he gave the ball away a couple of times, got caught in possession. But the more he plays, the better he'll get. And he obviously has the trust of the manager to throw him on. And I was really pleased to see Sansón get on. And, you know, I've been batting him his drum for a long time now. I know he's turned into a player getting a bit of stick online. I think a lot of it's tongue-in-cheek and a bit jokey because he's never seems to be fit. But I genuinely think there's a really, really good player in there. There was a bit right at the end, just before the final whistle went, when the ball dropped to him. And he did a bit of a Cruyff turn and not two or three players just disappeared and he had the space to move into. I think his passing was good. But I think we've got some very, very good midfielders there. And I think Gerrard has already got to grips with you know, how he wants to play. Like you say, they tend to just fan out in a three and just sort of float either side. The shape was very good yesterday. I noticed that. I sit quite high up in the Trinity. And you get a good vision of the whole play, field of play. And when City moved the ball to the right, you could see our whole team just sort of drifted over. And then they moved it and we went over that. So yeah, things are starting to take shape now. And I think the midfield is, we have got some very, very good midfielders. Yes, I think everybody, if you asked any Villa fan now, they'd say, where, if you could buy one player in the summer, in the window, they'd say centre midfielder. But I think hold fire. We've still got plenty of games before the window opens. You know, let him do his magic on him and see how much they can improve. And then we'll see what he wants to do in January. If he deems it that he wants a centre midfielder in January, then he's obviously not seeing what he wants on the training ground and he wants to add to it. But I think with what we've got, I think we've got a really good makings of a very good squad of midfielders.
Brilliant stuff. So that moves us on to our game on Sunday, Leicester. I've always felt like we've not had a good record, but you know, we did beat them last season as well. So in the Premier League here, we've played 24, we've won 5, lost 10 and drawn 9. So we don't really do that great against Leicester, do we? They're sitting 8th in the league, 19 points. If we do beat them, we could go level on points with Leicester, which again, you know, climbing that table. Their last 5 games, they've drew, won, lost, drew and lost. Interestingly, they've conceded 25 goals and that's the 4th most in the Premier League this season. So they've kept 1 clean sheet all season as well. So there's going to be opportunities for us to score. There's going to be opportunities for us to put pressure on them. They've won 2 away games this season against Norwich and Brentford. I think the whole Europa League thing for them sort of does add as a hangover, the extra games. You see every side that's normally in the Europa League, normally does dip within the Premier League if their squad depth's not great. But, you know, they are a real good side, aren't they, Leicester? We've seen that from last year when they, you know, they nearly got top 4. I think Madison's a good player. He scored against Southampton. Vardy's always a threat against Villa. He always scores at Villa Park, doesn't he? So that's just one of them strikers. So it'll be a difficult game. But I think we've just got to, hopefully we can recover from the game against Man City. Nobody's got any knocks and we can have a good few days training and set up well for this one. So, Justin, how are you feeling about Leicester?
Yeah, Leicester. Ooh. Funny side, didn't they? Because obviously they had that title-winning team a few years ago, and they've sort of rode that crest of a wave ever since, and then they added the FA Cup to it last year. So they are still seen currently as one of the top sides in the country, aren't they? And they've got a squad full of very good players. They've recruited really well. Brendan Rodgers done a fantastic job, and they will be a tough nut to crack. I mean, they're not Man City, but they're a good side. I was surprised just looking at all the stats and things that Vardy's the second top scorer in the Premier League at the moment. So if you'd have asked me who was the top three, I wouldn't have put him in the top three. He's sort of still banging a minute at his age, so he's got 9 this season, so he's going to be a threat. I think they're struggling with form for their midfielders. I don't think Maddison, although recently, last couple of games, he's played okay. And I think Harvey Barnes, they're not the players they were last season. And like you said, they're conceding quite a few goals for them. And, you know, their back four has always been pretty solid with Schmeichel in goal. But, you know, Sawyer, Chu and Evans have been pretty rock solid for them. But they've had a few injuries. I think Fofana's injured, isn't he? He looks a top player. So, yeah, coming to Villa Park, you know, they're not in great form. I think, what, 5 points in the last 5 games, you just said. So that's slightly less than us. So we've got to be confident, haven't we? We're in a good run of form, you know, albeit we lost against City, but I think we put in a very good performance. That should, if anything, give us more confidence, I would say, going into this game. We're at home again, which is good again. I would say it's going to be pretty much of a sold-out game. It's going to be, again, probably under the floodlights. So that's, you know, as we saw last night, once the players are putting it on the pitch, there's no better place to play football, isn't there, than Villa Park, and once the crowd's behind you. So, you know, it's not Man City. They're not going to dictate the play to us. It's going to be another different type of game for Gerrard to attack. You know, his old manager at Liverpool, he's going to be coming up against him. That'd be interesting how he sort of attacks it. He's already shown that he's not afraid to change the team around a little bit. I'll probably expect again that he'll change it again, probably for Sunday, one or two little tweaks. I don't think he's going to be wholesale changes, but I think he likes to keep them on the toes. And like we say, he's only had 3 games, so I think a new manager probably wants to see a lot of the players playing, doesn't he, on the pitch, because that's where you can really tell, you know, get a good idea of where you are. You can, there's only so much you can see on a training ground, and you have to see him in the heat of the battle, don't you, on the pitch. So I wonder whether, you know, Young might come back in, although he has played quite a lot the last 2 games. Buendia for me starts because he looks really good. Ollie Watkins is starting to score again now, so he's confident. Back four picks itself, keeper picks itself. It's that midfield again, isn't it? What does he do with that midfield? If Ramsey's got a little bit of a niggle and was left out last night, will he come back in? Could we see Sanson starting? You know, could he throw Chukwuemeka in from the start, or will he just keep it the same? It's very interesting. It's great at the moment to be a Villa fan, because we've got a manager who seems to be stamping his authority all over us, and it's going to be fantastic to watch us grow under him and see how we develop. And I can't wait for Sunday, to be honest. I'm gutted you can't go. I'm gutted you got COVID, because I know how frustrating it is not to be able to go to the games. But, you know, hopefully we can get a good result Sunday and keep this run going.
Yeah, to be fair, I am blasting out Football Manager, so
you keep coming. you keep coming on the group chat.
I am having a bit of fun on that. One thing I would say about like the midfield, and he keeps changing it up a little bit, is I actually really like the way he does this, because I think it's like he's picking it game by game based on sort of opposition and a plan that they want to have, which is really quite refreshing, because especially, I don't really always allude to under Dino, but it was the favourite. It's the same team. If everybody was fit, it'd be the same team every single game. But this feels a bit fresher, and I think it enables us to keep the opposition manager guessing on who's going to play and what we are going to do. So I quite like it that we've got these options. I think
it shows the transition from a what we were, which was a good first 11 and some half decent benched players, squad players, to where we want to get, which is the top 6, where it's a squad based game, isn't it? And your manager has to look at, like you say, every game on its merits and say, okay, well, he was great against City, but, you know, I don't really need him against Leicester. I need somebody else that has got different attributes. So it does seem to be he's doing that. Interestingly, that when he put Chukwuemeka on, that he put him in as part of sort of the front three, didn't he? Because he dropped Ashley Young back to left back, and then Chukwuemeka went up sort of. So he obviously sees him as in a more attacking role. So could we see that in the future? Him playing sort of, it was almost like 2 number 10s behind Ollie Watkins, wasn't it? Or, you know, so that was an interesting thing as well. So, yeah, it's sort of horses for courses, isn't it? You pick your best team to play that against whoever you're playing against. It's working well.
It is, yeah. So we'll go to some of the thoughts from the viewers and listeners then. So Aaron's put application, intensity and effort all massively improved, and regardless of the result, that's all we want to see from the lads. City game showed us how strong we can be in suffering and how good we can be going forward. Deserved a draw, in my opinion. Luiz was ace. Leicester, we win 100%. Joe B put, very impressed. More fight, more passion, more desire and playing for the shirt. Very impressed with the high pressing too. Shape looks so much better now also. DJ has put, promising with some really exciting football being played and the shape at the back looking solid, restricting teams to shots outside or crosses. Man City too good, but we did so well, especially second half, good test and a winnable game. They're struggling versus Leicester. Rob has put, got to work harder on the final third. Players seem to be rushing every opportunity as if they'll never get another. Got to be smarter and more ruthless. Yeah, I just think with yesterday, probably rushing a little bit too much was just the level of opposition that's in front of you. You don't get the chances, do you?
Oh, I agree. I think the first half, we didn't have the ball that much, that when we did break, they almost felt like every pass had to be the killer pass, didn't it? And it just kept breaking down. I think it was overly trying to try and make something happen rather than, you know, just holding back a couple of times. Buendia and Bailey had a better option to pass, and they almost trying to use the person, the runner, as a decoy to create a chance for themselves. So again, I think Gerrard's already said, but you know, it's just better decision making. That's all it is in the final third, isn't it? It'll come, I think.
Yeah, definitely. So this is an interesting one from Gary Walls. He's put, living up in Scotland, I've seen firsthand how Stevie G had only won one trophy out of nine and was very sceptical about his appointment. I'd even go as far to say I was totally against it. But after seeing the performances so far and listening to him talk, I was wrong up the Villa. AV Piers has put, very impressed with the work Gerrard has managed to do in such a short space of time. Brilliant second half display. The work rate, desire, along with creativity, definitely deserved a point. It's vital that we back that second half performance up against Leicester. Some really interesting points, all positive, which is brilliant. You know, everybody's seen the hard work and the commitment that the players are putting in now. It's a stark contrast to what we saw four games ago. So it's brilliant, and I just hope we can get the win on Sunday and, you know, keep the momentum going into December, because we've got some tough games coming up as well. So we'll have a little score prediction then. I think it'll be tight. I'm going to go with a 1-1 and I'm going to go with another Watkins goal. Justin?
Yeah, I'm confident. I am really confident. I think we're going to take the form from the second half and the confidence we showed against the champions into this game. And I think I'm going to go for 2-0 Villa win.
Love it. Cool. So thanks, everyone, for watching. We will be back for a reaction to this game. And yeah, up the Villa.
Up the Gerrard.